American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Oh, man, indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios here on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone with you today, Tuesday, as we roll towards Thanksgiving. Man, what a past 3 weeks it's been, right? And it shows no sign of slowing down whatsoever. It's just been crazy news. I hate to even use the word news. I mean, today, who would have thunk it? You have Yahoo News. What does that even mean? Those words don't even fit together in the same sentence. Yahoo News. It's hard for me to watch any of it anymore, and it probably is you too. So you know what I did today? I took some time and I went down to a gun shop. Georgia Firing Line, by the way. If you are in the vicinity around Marietta, make sure to stop by and check out Dan and the crew. Great bunch of guys. And they've got everything you need. They got a pistol selection big and a rifle selection up on the shelves, bigger than anything I've seen locally. I can tell you that much. But I picked up another 10 P-Mags. Can you have too many magazines now? I don't think you can. And the price was good. Got them about $14.99 a pop, which is about standard in the area. I've seen them a lot higher than that around. So added another 10 mags. What's that going to be? Another, $2,000 or something like that if Biden gets his way? Yeah, please. Give me a break. Not going to happen. Let's go to my first guest and only guest for the day today. We're going to break some news today. We're going to have some fun. I got a photo up if you're watching in the studio. By the way, all of this presented to you by X Insurance. More about that in just a little bit of time. Let a little bit of time go by. I'll tell you about that. But time to grow up with some real insurance. David Codria, if you're watching, you can see him this picture. Got him a picture up there of him in the wild. Cigar in his mouth, big hat on. Got to love it. David, how you doing, brother? Welcome to the show, man.
Mark, it's a good day. It's getting cold. I guess we're going to have some rain here in northeastern Ohio, but so far we haven't been inundated by snow. So I'm waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. You're up in northeastern Ohio. You're just outside the lake. What are you? Just south of Cleveland, right? You're in the Akron area.
Yeah, we get the lake effect with all its fury when it happens.
Yes, you do. My gosh, you know, you know this, but I used to live in Mentor in North Olmsted, right around the corner from you there. So, know that area well. I remember being buried in it when I was 4 and 5 years old. Believe it or not, I can actually remember that. Isn't that crazy?
Well, the funny thing is that for 30 years I lived in Southern California, and we used to pay to take the kids up to the mountains so that they could experience snow.
All right. Now you pay to get them out to go to Southern California so they can see some sun. I would recommend another place to vacation, but, I was just talking to somebody yesterday in San Diego.
Here. Southern California just became, an untenable place to live. The politics changed. We went from a state that was a nominally Republican state to now it is just hopelessly socialist and keeps going further left every day.
It's bad. It's going to collapse on itself. The only people out there that are keeping it afloat are me and you and everybody else that doesn't live in California. That's what's happening, unfortunately. But that's all right. It'll collapse on itself. David, I started with this. Can you have too many magazines nowadays?
Absolutely not. I mean, just like you can't have too much ammo nowadays, and you can't have too many firearms these days. Although I'm just speaking theoretically because, as you know, and as all your listeners know, I've never owned a gun in my life. I mean, nasty things, always going around killing people, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy. I got a text here, David. This is how bad it's getting. I'm Sid with Working America. Did you know new studies suggest the recent COVID spike is fueled by small gatherings? What's your family's plan to stay safe during the holidays? So I responded, have a huge family gathering with no masks and tell you all to go blank yourselves. So that was my response. This is interesting too. I don't know what's going on, but I got a buddy of mine had his email hacked earlier today. And I know that because I got an email from him that seemed kind of strange. And it said, hey, Mark, this is Joe. I need your help. Can you help me out for a second? So I responded, sure, Joe, what's up? And it said, hey, I need your help here. I'm in a place I can't get any service or anything, and I've got to get my niece a gift card, and I'm wondering if you can help me out. I promise to pay you back. Now, I know Joe, and I know Joe would never do anything like that, so I responded back. I said, is it for Jessica or Tara? I don't know Jessica or Tara. I just wanted to see what they would say. So he responded back, it's for Jessica. I said, well, 200 isn't enough for Jessica. She's my goddaughter. So I figured let's make it 500, but I really don't want to upset the apple cart, and I certainly don't want Sydney to get mad at me if it's too much. And I'm playing back and forth with this guy before I sent him a really, really fun, basically satellite radio moment word response. But this stuff's coming out of the woodwork, man. It's just, you know, this is where we're at today with this stupid technology. And unfortunately, there are people and suckers out there that fall for that stuff every single day.
Yeah, they do. We had a guy pretending to be my nephew call my mom, who's like, she's 96 now. So it was probably about 2 years ago. And it just, they try to prey on old people. And she's savvy enough. She realized what was going on. I had a guy, I wrote about it a couple of years ago, the Nigerian scam, where they were going to give me all kinds of money. And he was like the son of a foreign minister, and I was going to get millions of dollars. And so I pretended to be a fellow Ghanaian with him and looked up some dialect and some language and things like that and was stringing him along. And I had a grand old time with this. So,
it's
fun to play with them.
But it's also frightening. And we'll use this as an example, just as an opportunity to tell people to be very careful as we get around the holidays. Let's just do this little public service announcement. I actually got a letter from American Express about 3 years ago. I have 3 American Express cards, business cards. I've had American Express since 1982. And I got a letter from them, from my business American Express card, that said, hey, just to let you know, due to your recent inquiries, we have added Katie was the first name, so-and-so, I don't recall, to your account for all of your travel management. And this was an official, a physical letter from American Express. I don't know a Katie. I had no idea what the hell they were talking about. So I picked up the phone and called the toll-free number and said, of all companies, I would never expect this from you. Who is this person? This person had me dead to rights, had grandmother's maiden name, had got through all the security systems except for one that they hadn't yet been listed on the account, but they had been approved. And that's what that was an approval. They needed me to contact them to make the final word. This person got all the way down the line. I mean, it's frightening what they get on you. And American Express put a stop to it immediately. But y'all be careful out there, okay? There are evil, but it's a good opportunity to remind you that there are evil satellite radio moment word people, if you can even call them people, that will take advantage of you, and they are getting more creative every single day. In fact, we saw several million of them flip a presidential election just recently, okay? So we'll go ahead.
One of the most evil that I think is that there are a lot of people that are hangers-on, and they write to you as if they are supporting some conservative cause, and you get into checking into them, and basically what they're doing is they're getting you to donate to them, thinking we're going to save the Trump administration, or we're going to do this, or we're going to do that, or we're the Tea Party, and then you come to find out that all they're really doing is they're lining their own pockets with suckers that donate to it, thinking that they're doing good. And in many cases, it's not illegal what they're doing, because they are putting out emails and things like that are supposedly espousing something, but they don't do a damn thing except enrich the people that are doing it and take resources away from where they're actually needed.
Yeah, honestly, it's just a reminder, be careful. If it's in your email and it didn't come from somebody that you know, even if it came from somebody you know, they're not going to send you that stuff. They'll pick the phone up and call you. Okay, go tell them to go pound salt, or just do like I do and have some fun. But I'm that idiot that's got Robo Killer on my phone that has, you know, fake Russian people answering bot calls and gets 2-minute recordings, wasting their time. I have fun with that stuff. All right, so we're of the agreement that you can't have too many magazines, right? So I added another 10. I think that brings my tax stamp bill under Biden up to about 15,000 or 20,000. I don't know. I've lost count, and I guess that's just how many I'm going to have to throw off my boat. Hey, by the way, I did a great interview with the Mark Cox Show today. Mike was hosting the program. If you go to my Twitter feed, I posted it up. He put the video of our time together on the show up on his Twitter feed at AAR Mark. And check out my tape deal with them today. We had a great time on Two-Way Tuesday. I joined them in St. Louis on Great 97.1 FM. up there almost every Tuesday for 2A Tuesday at 8:35 in the morning Eastern, 7:35 Central on the Great Morning Show there. So make sure to check it out. It's on my Twitter feed at AAR Mark. It was a really fun interview, and they learned a lot talking to me today. He asked the right questions, and I was able to provide a wealth of information to him and his listeners, and I think you'll find it interesting, mostly about Biden and what they want to do. When we come back, David Kodrey has got some breaking news. We're going to talk about some of the articles that he's written over at AmmoLand and just more fun stuff because we've got David for the day. Try to lighten it up a little bit as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving. I'll be back right here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone with David Kodrey right after this. Don't go away. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. I am absolutely multitasking like you would not believe over here. Got a million things going on. But that's okay because, well, there's really a million things going on in the world today. David Kodrey, before I go any farther, I want to tell you about a text exchange I had with a dear friend of both of ours, Mr. Neil McCabe. Listeners, you know Neil McCabe from the Roundtable. He's former One American News on-air correspondent at the White House and Capitol Hill for many years, now doing some work behind the scenes. That's because what he does, writes for the Tennessee Star as well, a fellow somewhere at the Gold Something Institute. I can't keep track with Neil anymore. But let me make you privy, if I could, David, to a text exchange from Neil McCabe and I this morning when he sent me a text at 10:30 about a column that said Apple security chief charged for offering iPads for gun permits. Now, we'll be talking about that on the Sunday MonsterCast coming up. And Neil follows it, David, with rules for thee, but not for me. I said, yeah. I said, soon this country's going to be taking up arms. I'm afraid. New York, California, Michigan, etc. These orders are not going to stand much longer. People have had enough. And he said, that guy Michael warned us. And I said, Michael? He said, Vanderwall. I said, you mean Vanderbo? Yes, he did. And Neil said, makes me sad. And I thought you would get a kick out of that, David, because I think you know exactly what he's talking about. Neil and I had a conversation with Mike Vanderbo at an NRA convention a number of years ago, in a private room where he had just spoken to a group of probably 200 people. And as you know, David, he could like you, he was very good at rapping his prose and he was a great speaker. And he warned about this right here. Very prophetic a number of years ago. I figured you knew Mike very well. You may want to comment on that.
You know, Mike would be pleased that his work still has relevance today. I am constantly referring to things that Mike did that show how prophetic the man was. In many ways, I'm seeing people abusing and misusing the 3% to come out and identify with things that Mike specifically warned against. But to go back to this Apple executive, you know, I've been writing about Santa Clara County and the absolute way that May issue deals with corruption and lends itself to bribery like this happened. And I also believe that if you took a look at who gets issued permits, you'd find discriminatory practices that don't that aren't inclusive of all races at the right proportions. But back to this Thomas Moyer of Apple. I went to Open Secrets, and I put this on my War on Guns blog. And do you know who he gave $2,300 to for the senatorial campaign in 2015? Chuck Schumer. So here's the guy. Here's the guy who wants concealed carry permits, but he is politically giving money to Chuck Schumer, the biggest gun grabber in the Senate.
One of.
Yeah.
But none of this is shocking. Okay, what's happening here is this information is just leaking out, is what's happening. People are seeing this for the first time. And David, this goes to that tangled web of who we do business with and who we choose to do business with, or try to anyway, and don't. You know, the CCRKBA, David, as you know, the great Alan Gottlieb over there, has a list of businesses, and I think it's over 150 now, that are all fully in the gun grabber camp. Levi's, you know, this type of stuff, Nike. We know all these companies, Dick's Sporting Goods. But when you look at these companies, it's mighty difficult to not do business with some of these businesses. They're part of our daily lives. So we're forced to pick and choose our fights. I mean, let's face it, Apple. I had an Apple phone in my hand. Okay.
We're on the internet. Chances are your internet provider is one of them. Chances are your telephone service provider is one of them. That's right. You absolutely have to pick and choose. But to get back to this, you know, the thing is, Mark, unless you're part of that limited audience that reads the War on Guns blog or listens to Armed American Radio, you'll find plenty of stories about the Apple exec, you know, getting indicted for the bribery for the concealed carry permits, but you'll find none except here and on the blog that tell you that the guy donated to Chuck Schumer's campaign. And this is where being, you know, squeezed out of things and having the regular media with its lies of omission not telling people things, this information does not get out.
That's right. It never gets out, and that's worse than bad information getting out. Boy, are we going to see a lot of that, David. I'm glad you're here today. I apologize in advance. We're just not going to have enough time, and I want to hear your breaking news. We'll do that in the next segment. But, you know, the lie of omission, David, what we're getting ready to see, this is my prediction, and I believe it's going to come true. I'm already seeing signs of it as we speak today. And that is the media is going to skip right over the 4 years of Trump. It didn't exist. They're going to mold right from a Barack Obama to a Biden administration if that happens. And it's going to be as if Donald Trump never even existed. They're going to take credit for everything. They're going to ignore everything Trump did. And the Biden camp is going to take control of everything. They're going to take advantage of everything that Trump did in order to take credit for everything that Trump did, and the media is going to be complicit with it. You're not even going to know Donald Trump. If you parishute in here in 2 years, you won't even know Donald Trump was president. How much more?
I disagree.
Tell me why.
They will make a disaster out of everything, and they will blame Trump for all of it.
I can see that happening. I can see that being on the other side of the spectrum. We're going to find out who's right, because I'm going to disagree with you on that. I'm going to say they're going to blow him right off. So we'll watch. We'll come back. You know, we'll talk about this. We'll talk about this every single week. I'm seeing indications of that already. When you see headlines, former reality TV star, they're not even acknowledging him as president.
Yeah.
They hated him. They hated his guts. If you look at everything now, you go onto Instagram, Team Trump puts something up that says something about the campaign, or if you see fraud, and then right below it, Instagram has a little eye circle around it for information, meaning Joe Biden is the winner of the presidential election. Da, da, da. They're discounting everything they're saying. It's just incredible what we're seeing today. But that lie of omission, I think that's going to be the biggest omission we've seen probably in history from the media, is Donald Trump. And you're right, though, when they do mention him, they're going to mention him in such a way that they're going to be able to credit Biden. And now, unfortunately, we've got that whole group of, you know, the Obamas are back. They're going to be in your news. Clinton's are going to be in your news. John Kerry's going to be in. I mean,
the reason we're having riots in this Democrat city is because Trump ginned up so much hatred in this country.
Correct. That's exactly correct. You're right. You're absolutely correct about that. It is true. Boy, I'll tell you, it's a frightening time we live in. When I see the videos of Buffalo, New York, and I got to hand it to the business. I don't know what business it was. But shouting out the health inspector and the three cops. And, you know, I hate this for the cops because you know, let me put it this way. If you're a cop walking into a private business with a health inspector, violating your constitutional oath and calling a governor's or a law because a governor said you had to wear a mask and it's not a law. And they were reminded it wasn't a law and they were shouted back out into the parking lot. And you've got, you know, hardworking law enforcement personnel being yelled at. Get your commie blanks out of here. That's not a good place to be in this country. It's not a good place to be. And the more governors that mandate this kind of garbage, the more trouble we're going to have. And when I said the other day, we're going to take up arms, you're going to see some of these conflicts be armed conflicts. Sadly, people are not going to take this much longer. Back after this.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back. You're inside the GunBroker.com studios. This is the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. All of this is being brought to you by X Insurance. I have a huge banner coming to me from X. I did I call it really an event. I did an appearance at a gun shop that I've done a couple of these events with before, with both GunBroker and Lead Slingers in the past, not far from the Armed American Radio studio. I've had a long-standing relationship with them. I endorsed another gun shop down in Marietta. I was just down there today, picked up, as I said, another 10 rounds of magazines. X is involved in all of this. All of these businesses are working now. We're talking to X Insurance about graduating to what is a superior product. I mean, you can do the same thing. I did it, as I mentioned, over the other few, you know, last few days, over the past few shows. And I'm not going to back down. I'm very, very adamant about this. As my business grows, as I age, as things become more important to me in life, as we get older, as our businesses continue to flourish and to grow, we need real things in our lives. And me, I got past all this member benefit stuff where I get all these goodies over here in range bags and I get to earn all these things and I get to go. I'm not worried about any of that in my life. I can do those things on my own. I wanted a real insurance package for me and my family that would keep me out of prison, God forbid, something like that happened. And X Insurance came along at the right time, and I met with the team and the owners. I flew out to Utah. I've been out there twice. X and I went up to Seattle and met with Mr. Gottlieb and others. It's time to get real in your life. At this stage in your life, please do it. Visit X Insurance and get a real policy from an AM Best rated company that protects you and has your interest at heart, not their own and not a bunch of direct mail and all that stuff, but a real insurance company. Okay, I'm adamant about that, and I stand firm. And the relationships we're developing and the fact that they're taking the industry by storm is proof positive that I made the right decision. I know that. So I hope you do, too. I hope you do, too. Please look into it. It's they'll do things for your life, your businesses that you can't do with a member plan. They don't even offer the programs and the policies that X Insurance can do. Up to $10 million, no exclusions, cover your businesses, your toys, your business, everything. Gap insurance, umbrella, whatever it is you need, they can do it for you. David Kodria, welcome back. Gosh, let me go quickly to the AP report on the congresswoman out of Rifle, Colorado. I love this congresswoman elect. Lauren Boebert, she was elected this month out of Rifle. She owns, of course, I can't remember the name of the, and I'll see if I can find it, of her restaurant out in Rifle, Shooter's Grill. Man, how could I forget that? Right at the tip of my tongue. But she's been famous out there. Shooter's Grill, where the waitresses carry firearms and all that. They're in Rifle, Colorado, very conservative western part of Colorado. And she is, and most people don't know this, David, that congresspeople can carry their guns in the Capitol. They skirt security. They're allowed to have guns. The only place they're not allowed to have them is on the floor of the House. But you know what? They walk past the security and nobody checks them. So there's no doubt that there's probably guns there. But you talk about the ultimate, okay, for me, the heck with thee. Boy, this really reeks. You know that? But I'm glad to know that she is going to be carrying and she is bringing it and making it public. What do you think?
You know, I'm not a big fan of only ones, and I think that were I accorded that privilege with quotes around it, I would refuse and make a big deal out of not until everyone can do what I'm doing. And I would like to see a list of who all the congressmen carrying are, because I'll bet you anything you would find all kinds of gun grabbers on there.
Yes, you would find. In fact, I bet you I'd be willing to say you'd find almost, I'd go as far as saying every one of them. Because every one of them cares about their own arses, every single one of them. It is the ultimate hypocrisy from these dirt bags. David, I know it's a touchy subject. I've mentioned it a couple times here. I said armed conflict. I'm not talking about revolution. I'm talking about when you have people, business people, who are losing everything, are now being confronted in states where the governor of the state, this Cuomo, this tyrant, this madman, New York, I don't know why you keep doing it. If this isn't showing you what type of person you're electing, I don't know what is. But these people saying, you know, with his holier-than-thou Emmy Award-winning attitude of, you know, okay for me, not for thee type deal, where I can have my Thanksgiving and you can't, where cops walk in and are being called, to arrest people for orders, not laws, orders, for not following orders, David. You're not following my orders. At some point in time, this is going to result in terrible consequences. People are not going to take this. People are going to resist. We're beginning to see it already. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that, yes, you're going to see breaking points, and then you're going to see people victimized, and it's going to have to grow and cascade until enough people get involved and say enough. We are going to see our share of people who are victimized through this, and we'll sit there and we'll grumble about it, but nobody will go and do anything about it until I think there will be a point that will be a catalyst that people will wake up and realize, you know, we are all in this, because they keep squeezing. They keep, you know, the more you allow them to have, the more they take and the more they demand and the more they insist on. And it results in less and less freedom, more and more restrictions. Of course, one of the platforms of Marxism is to destroy the middle class. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing a lot of that happening with enormous wealth transfers going to the billionaires and the top tech companies and, you know, the people like that. And I think that people are getting sick and fed up with it. More and more people are waking up to it. But I believe that, you know, unless you're directly involved or you see it start to directly involve you, most people tend to watch car wrecks, but they don't stop their car and get involved in it.
David, let's put the tinfoil hats on for a second. I like to do this from time to time. It's fun to do. But to me, I mean, when you sit back objectively and look at this and get out of the bubble, none of this seems coincidental. The timing of all of this is suspect. The timing of the COVID, I mean, the timing, it's all, we know that. What happened with the election, what we still see happen with the mathematics that don't add up, with all of this. And I've said for years, when you start lining up coincidences, it becomes legitimate to ask if, in fact, those are really coincidences and begin looking into it. But this whole thing stinks to high heaven, and the globalists are involved. What's your thoughts?
If I want to put my tinfoil hat on, you know, I've been streaming different programs that I haven't had a chance to see. And I watched one last night that was done before the COVID broke out, and it was about a virus and, you know, quarantining people and everybody wearing masks and things like that. And this was from a couple of years ago. And I recalled seeing another program where that was also the central plot. And you know, these things were happening. And I'd say, you know what, it's almost like people have been, introduced to this so that when it comes, it's not the great big shock that we all thought it was. Tinfoil hat time. Who knows?
Well, you know, coincidences, they're lining up. There's no doubt about it. But people are at their breaking points. And it's
Ian Fleming, the author of James Bond, said in Goldfinger, yeah, you know, the Chicago thing, that once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, three times is enemy action.
Boy, you better believe it. I'll leave it at that. There's your exclamation point. Ding, right there. David, you got news to break.
Yeah, we actually broke the first of it a month ago on this program about Hunter Biden and his gun being stolen, and the fact that in order for him to have bought a gun, he would have had to fill out a 4473. We know that because the Secret Service and the ATF went to the gun shop reportedly. This was reported by The Blaze, and they asked the shop owner for the file on Hunter Biden's gun purchase and that a copy was provided. Well, yesterday, my attorney and friend and a past guest on Armed American Radio, Stephen Stambolia, filed two FOIAs, Freedom of Information Act requests, on my behalf to both ATF and the Secret Service, asking them for administrative reports, communications, correspondences, work papers, including with the Internal State Delaware Department of Justice, the Delaware State Police, local law enforcement, and any relevant federal agencies, including ATF and the United States Secret Service, includes any case handling instructions, et cetera, et cetera. And we want them now to go on record, because you know what, Mark? We know that Hunter Biden, throughout this entire period, was a user of controlled substances.
Stop. That's right. That's it. Stop right there, because when we come back, we're going to explain exactly what that means. Those of you who are up on this stuff and know what David's referring to on the 4473, most of you do. Those of you who are new to the program don't. We're going to show you yet again what's going to be floating around the White House in a Biden administration. It's going to sound like a crack pipe being lit up. following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. I
today, this is going to be a strange week because Thanksgiving is coming up. I will be off. We're going to be playing for you, just so you know. Listeners, if you missed my Sunday Monster Cast on 250 radio stations around the country and another 177 or 200 digital cables, I've lost count of how many cities now. But if you missed that program, hour two was one of the funnest hours I've ever done in 12 years of radio. I had Sheriff Mark Daniels, Cochise County, Arizona. He is the sitting sheriff right now in Cochise County. Of course, you know me. You know that I have an affinity for that area. That's the Tombstone area. And he's the sheriff in Cochise County, where Tombstone is. I mean, that's pretty cool stuff if you know the history of the area like I do. That's pretty cool. And then Sheriff Richard Mack was on, the head of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, of which Mark is a member, and the two of the sheriffs on together. It was really an eye-popping hour about where we're headed in a potential Biden administration and what these guys are going to face and what the country's going to face. Just radically fun stuff. So I hope you enjoy that. That will be playing on Thursday on Thanksgiving. I think I'm going to rerun that. Friday, Andy Hoosier will be sitting in the seat for me. And you never know what might happen tomorrow. I don't know. But suffice to say, you're going to get great radio throughout the week. And then, of course, another live MonsterCast where I have not missed a show for you since April 26th of 2009. We have never missed a Sunday with you ever. That is a remarkable run. No doubt about it, and we are incredibly proud of it. David Kodria back in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms mic. David is being presented today by X Insurance and everything amazing that he does. David, the 4473 form requires you to tell the truth under penalty of federal perjury charges. That's a big old fine and some jail time, to use the rhyme, okay? If you lie on that. And Hunter Biden, a known crack addict, would have had to lie on that 4473, making his purchase, at the very least, a federal perjury charge, if not a federal crime. Now, you're digging into this now for us, right?
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely a felony if you lie on the form where they ask you if you're a user of controlled substances, an unlawful user of controlled substances. And we know that he was discharged from the Navy for drug abuse. We know that he cracked up a car, and a crack pipe was found in the car in 2016.
We've seen
laptop videos. And the evidence is there. And the bottom line is that the Secret Service and ATF went to the shop and they saw the 4473. So these guys know. So by asking them, they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to clam up and not say anything, or they're going to, have to admit some things that would hopefully lead people with bigger reaches. Because, look, Mark, if it's just me on Ammo Land, where this article just went out this afternoon right before the show, or us talking about it here on Armed American Radio, if nobody else talks about it, this story is going to die the death. Nobody's going to care. We're going to have lies of omission. Okay? And to me, the interesting thing will be if we get back that they can't talk about it because there's an ongoing criminal investigation. That would be really the only legitimate reason they would have not to be able to give us any information on that. And if they say that, then one would have to ask, why is it still ongoing? This happened in October of 2018. Everybody's clammed up on it. So what's going on with that? Why is there an ongoing criminal investigation? And possibly that could get some people that are bigger than me looking at it. You know, Mark, this is just like Fast and Furious. When Mike Vanderbo and I were breaking and coming out with things, we were begging the media to get involved. We were begging the Congress to get involved. We were begging NRA to get involved and to notice this, because we understood, look, we're small fry, okay? We are small fish in a huge pond, and if it's just to the people that read us, it's going to stay in an echo chamber. So that's why I would encourage every one of your listeners to, number one, go to Ammo Land, read the article, okay, and forward it. And forward it not just to your friends, but forward it to your congressman. Forward it to the news agencies. And do the same thing. Mark is going to have this radio show archived and up on the site tomorrow. So do the same thing. you know, forward the link to people who can influence and get this story out there, because that's really what killed Fast and Furious, is not enough people got involved, and so the media was able to ignore it.
This is a request under the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA 5 USC Code 552. I represent journalist David Codrey in this request. Because the information sought is believed to be with your agency, Mr. Codrey hereby requests the following information. On or about October 18, 2018, a handgun disappeared from a car belonging to Robert Hunter Biden, son of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. On October 29, 2020, The Blaze National News website reported the Delaware State Police informed their reporter that the case was referred for a decision on prosecution. Mr. Codrey requests copies of law enforcement and administrative reports, communications, correspondence, and work papers, including with internal state of Delaware DOJ, the Delaware State Police, and local law enforcement, and any relevant federal agencies, including ATF and the United States Secret Service. This includes any case handling instructions from overseeing administrative authorities and or agencies that would explain why, over 2 years later, there has still been no public record or explanation as to the way the case has been resolved and why. Mr. Codrey is willing to pay up to $100 for the processing of the request. Mr. Codrey requests a fee waiver, as these materials are greatly to the public interest and because the requested records will be distributed free of charge on the Internet and will increase the public's awareness on compliance by a politically connected public figure with the state and federal firearms laws. Additionally, because Mr. Codrey would be considered media, he is entitled to a fee waiver. This is the real deal. This is how this stuff gets done, listeners and viewers. All right. You can read that actual document yourself over at AmmoLand. Real simple. If you don't know where to go, David Codrea, C-O-D-R-E-A, AmmoLand. Google those three words, David Codrea, AmmoLand, and you will click the link to show you not only everything, you're going to want to bookmark it, but you'll be able to see everything that David writes. And you'll also be able to see this. And please, heed that request. Get this out there. And David is right. This show will go up right after it airs. In fact, the podcast will be available in many right away before your station even is running the program, depending on what area of the country you are in. So make sure to do that. This is how this stuff gets done. Otherwise, what David said is 100% true. The lie of omission will go to work. The mainstream press will just shove it under the rug. And you'll never hear about it. And I can promise you, no NBC, ABC, so you can CBS, MSDNC, CNN, or even Fox. Fox may cover it. Fox is hurting so bad right now, they'll cover it just because they kind of got to. Everybody over there is angry. I can see Steve Ducey was angry. I watched a little bit of him this morning.
And by the way, before anybody just says, oh, it'll never work anyway, understand that these FOIAs have worked in the past. The mm-hmm. FOIAs are what allowed us to get the court-martial records for the shooter in Sutherland Springs, Texas, because we had to go after the Air Force to get it, and we did the FOIA. They tried to screw us over. We filed a suit. They gave up on the documents. Yep. That is now a matter of public record. That is also how Stephen, representing Len Savage, was able to find out that ATF mm-hmm. was not allowed to inspect the guns in Las Vegas that were used ostensibly with bump stocks to say whether or not the guns had been internally modified.
Right. And David knows all of this because David is involved as a plaintiff in the bump stock case. This is the real deal here. All right. This is Armed American Radio, Armed American Radio's daily defense. It's true. We actually daily defend this stuff daily. Do you get it? You see how that all works? Fun stuff. David Codrea, thank you, brother, for everything that you do. Have a happy Thanksgiving. You and I will talk, but on the radio, we might not see each other again until after the holidays. So until then, David, Godspeed to you and your family. Happy Thanksgiving. And to all of you out in radio land, happy Thanksgiving. I will see you on the radio tomorrow. Remember to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. And don't tread on me. Molan Labe, come and take it. Dare you. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.